Read in English. Avec Araps, Yes You Can. Copyright Larousse 2022. The Call of the Wild. Buck is a beautiful dog. He is 4 years old. He is strong. He weighs 140 pounds, or 65 kilos, and his fur is long and shiny. He lives a happy and quiet life in California with a nice family. One day, the gardener takes Buck away and sells him to a man with a red sweater. This man is a bad man. He has got a whip and a club. Buck leaves California for Seattle. He spends 2 days in a cage on a train. He is thirsty and hungry. He is so angry with the man in the red sweater that he bites him.
Ouch!
The man in red has a lot of dogs. He makes money with them. He is mean. He beats Buck with his club because he wants him to obey.
Sit! Sit!
He orders Buck. Buck is afraid. He learns the law of club and fang, the law of the strongest.
Woof! Woof!
One day, a man called Perro buys Buck for $300. Buck doesn't know his new master, but he follows him. He is happy to leave this place. This dog is remarkable. Now Buck leaves Seattle on board a ship. On the deck of the ship, there are other dogs. Perro trains Buck.
Come on, buddy. Sit.
The ship travels to Canada. When they arrive, the temperature is very cold. It is minus 50 degrees Celsius. Perro takes the dogs out. Buck sees snow for the first time. He is surprised because the snow falls from the sky and it feels very cold on his feet and tongue. A man says,
"Look at that dog. He is funny."
"That is snow, my boy. Freezing cold, isn't it?"
Buck soon discovers his new life. His master works for the government. He delivers mail to the miners along the Yukon Trail on a sled. The sled full of letters is pulled by the dogs. They seem very happy to run in the snow. Buck must follow them. It is difficult at first, but he learns fast. Spitz is a big black dog. He is the leader of the pack, but he is not friendly.
Mush! Don't be lazy, Buck!
In the evening, Perro and his companions settle a camp and they make a fire to cook their food. The dogs eat fish. They are very hungry. Sometimes they fight for food.
Good dogs! Dinner is ready!
When Buck sits by the fire, he often has visions of his ancestors. They look like wolves. They live in the wild. Buck sometimes howls like a wolf. His instincts are slowly coming back.
Oh, oh, oh!
At night, Buck is cold. He thinks he can sleep in a tent, but the men don't let him inside.
Out! Dogs sleep outside!
He sees a dog sleeping under the snow. so he digs a hole too, and he finally sleeps comfortably. One day, Spitz fights with Buck. Buck wins and becomes the leader of the pack because he is big, clever, and very strong. He is proud to replace Spitz. The trail to Yukon is very long. At last they arrive at Dawson City. The dogs are really tired because they work hard. Perro buys new dogs. He needs them to deliver the mail rapidly. He sells Buck to Charles, a small man, and Mercedes, a beautiful young lady. But the couple have no experience with dogs.
"I'll never forget you. Good luck, buddy."
People laugh in the street when they see their sled. The load is too heavy.
"That sled looks like a mountain.
It doesn't move. The dogs can't do it."
Charles shouts at the dogs, and Mercedes strokes Buck's head to encourage him.
"Mush!
Come on. I know you are a good boy." Mercedes is not happy to leave most of her clothes behind. The sled finally moves on.
"Stop crying!
And you, stop being cruel to the dogs." Buck and the pack soon get tired. Charles often uses his whip.
"Mush! Lazy brutes!"
Charles is angry with Mercedes because she defends the dogs. The ice is melting around them. The dogs are afraid because it is dangerous. In the next town, Buck can't get up. He is too tired. Charles uses his whip again. A man sees him.
"If you hurt that dog again, I will kill you," he tells Charles.
His name is John Thornton. He is so big. Charles is afraid of him.
"I don't want him anymore. You can take him. He is useless," says Charles.
John Thornton takes Buck away with him. Buck licks his hand.
"Come on, don't be afraid. You're safe with me."
John Thornton takes care of Buck. They are alike, big, clever, and gentle. Buck loves his new master. He follows him everywhere and plays with him. John Thornton works as a gold miner. One day, he falls off a canoe and the rapids take him dangerously down the waterfall.
"Oh my God! He will not survive!"
"Go, Buck, go!"
Buck jumps into the river. He wants to save his master, but it is difficult. He fights against the current. Finally, he takes John Thornton to the riverbank. His master is alive, and Buck is very excited.
"Easy, boy."
Sometime later, John Thornton is speaking with miners in a saloon.
"My dog can start a sled with 500 pounds. And my dog can start a sled with 700 pounds. What about Buck? Is he strong enough for 1,000 pounds? Sure. I bet you he can do it."
The sled is very heavy. It is really difficult for Buck to pull it, but he wants to please his master. He tries hard and succeeds. John Thornton congratulates Buck with wet eyes.
"You're the best dog in the world! That dog is amazing!"
In the far north of Canada, John Thornton and his companions settle a camp in the mountains near a river. Sometimes they are lucky and they find gold.
"Hooray! Gold!"
Buck loves his new environment. He walks in the forest and he meets a white wolf. They play together every day, and soon they become friends. One day, Buck comes back from the forest to the camp, but there is no one there. All the miners are gone. Men don't stay long in the same place. Buck can't say goodbye to his master. But John Thornton left something for him. Buck can live without men now. The wolves teach him how to hunt for food, and Buck follows his instincts. After some time, he is so strong and big that he becomes their leader. He starts a family with the white wolf. They howl together in the moonlight. He is finally at home and free.